This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And by the way, that goes for everybody that's out there working, regardless of what you're doing. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter, and we're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply the Captain's America Third Watch. Watch.com. And joining us right now for hour number two, we have Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, everybody.
64 degrees, still warm, still out there in the porch. I see shorts and T-shirts with some of them. New York Giants, a lot of New York Giants T-shirts over here tonight.
Wow.
So they're around for the Monday night game when the Bucks play over here at Raymond James. All right, are you ready to say the pledge for the second time?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two great words, under God, because that's the way our country was formed. Under God, the religious freedoms people came over here to get away or to get. Now, I got to mention this because this is just killing me, and as well as anybody else that's followed this Rittenhouse trial. Jerry Nadler, okay, that little dump head, Jerry Nadler, has urged the Department of Justice to review the Rittenhouse decision for any irregularities. In the meantime, here we go, his favorite little friend, Matt Gaetz, our congressman from Florida up in the panhandle, has criticized Nadler and the Democrats, saying that all they're doing is tormenting this young man.
Well, that's exactly what they're doing, and Jerry Nadler is only doing that because he's, again, trying to insert himself into this whole...
Because he's an idiot.
Well, I mean, talk about irregularities. Gee, I don't know, Representative Nadler. What irregularities might you be referring to? Might you be referring to the time when they tried to say to Kyle Rittenhouse, you know, why did you maintain your Fifth Amendment rights? Why have you been silent up to this point? You know, why is it that they would do these kinds of things and violate his constitutional rights and paint the wrong picture and so forth? Those are the irregularities. The prosecution and all of their overreach in this, and not to mention the time when the prosecutor held up the gun with his finger on the trigger. I mean, it goes on and on.
And pointed it at some of the jurors.
Exactly. Exactly. This is, you know, if they're not all losing their jobs, you know, something is very, very wrong.
Now, remember, this prosecutor wants to run for DA.
Well, good luck on that, I guess. But at the same time, though, all kidding aside, the prosecution was just rife with all these kinds of reversible errors. that even if there had been a conviction, I think they would have a good chance of reversing things on appeal, or the judge could have ruled on the motion to dismiss.
Okay, we got it. We got a question here from John, and John is over in San Bernardino, California. Thanks for chiming in, John. John is saying, what's going on in Portland right now? We're hearing all kinds of reports.
Well, what we know about what's going on in Portland is that there was a riot declared,
yep.
And that also that they were congregating near the Justice Center, and that there was talk or calls for to set the Justice Center on fire there in Portland. And so the police, of course, have declared a riot. They declared it also over a loudspeaker, we understand. So that's what we know at this time. Additionally, mm-hmm. Captain, we understand in San Francisco, in Union Square, mm-hmm. videos now coming out about this, people just carrying stuff out of a Louis Vuitton store there in Union Square.
And the police let them do it because they can loot up to, what, $900 or something like that?
Well, yes, exactly. Well, yeah, you could walk into the store, and people do this all the time at the CVS, and that's why so many stores are closing down in San Francisco. They just can't take the constant theft any longer. Eventually, this is just going to be a shell of a city in San Francisco, I believe.
Well, I will also mention this, and caller, hang on. We're coming up on this break we got here, but caller, hang on. We'll get to you. This bill that just got passed, this Build Back Better thing, this is the nail in the coffin for the Democrats' reelection bid. There's so many in the country that understand what this is all about, how the taxes are going to affect the people at the lower end of the spectrum. They get all of that. It's not just going to be, well, $400,000. No, it goes all the way down to people who make $25,000 a year and 60,000 new IRS agents.
That's right. And don't believe them when they tell you these things about how it's going to solve all the problems. It's actually going to create others. And we got to hold fast in the Senate. That's the name of the game right now.
And I think the Senate will do that. And again, I really believe that Joe Manchin, because of the people at home, when he did, he commissioned that poll to see what they wanted. And I believe he did that to make sure that when he casts his vote, which is going to be no, that'll be the vote that they don't get, that won't allow it to pass in the Senate, so it goes back to the House to be done over again.
Well, that's right. And I think, Captain, people across the land, Republicans and Democrats and Independents, are turning against the Democrats' party elite's craziness.
I'm absolutely sure of it. Okay, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, and it's when we have a lot of more fun talking to a lot more people. And, for example, hello to our affiliate in Little Rock, Arkansas. Hope you guys are doing well there. A little cool there around the edges tonight, but I'll see you when I come back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, we appreciate that, announcer lady. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow.com, and of course, that is always Mike Lindell. And what we do here on the program is we tell you about the website. We tell you to go over there, look at all the products they've got, and they'll always have a price, and it'll always say, with your promo code, the price is so-and-so and such-and-such. Well, the promo code is always going to be the word Captain. That's Captain. Now, you go to the Radio Listeners Specials page, which is a link you'll see right there. You open up that page, it'll show you 24 or more items from the MyPillow.com gallery. And you'll be able to save big money on those, too. Again, promo code is Captain. But if you want to call in your order and speak to a live person and not go through the rigmarole of the Internet, you can do that by calling them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Again, MyPillow.com. Take advantage of all the great savings they've got there. Your Christmas gifts will arrive on time. You have a 60-day return policy. You name it, they've got it. There's something on everybody's list there for you. Promo code Captain, MyPillow.com. Telephone number 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Now, back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we were talking about the Democrats and a lot of the things that they are reiterating here. I've got to point out to the listeners that we've got some just absolutely asinine comments out there. For example, the Rittenhouse acquittal confirms that the left is absolutely anti-American, anti-American.
Well, they certainly don't have any faith in the American system. And
no.
In fact, we'll use the
Rittenhouse. And they want to change it.
Well, yeah, they want to use anything and everything to make you believe that the American system is forever broken. It has the original sin. It has all this stuff.
Right.
And it has to be done away with.
Right. And even Greg Gutfeld last night made some sense. You know, he's a comedian. He likes to joke around. But he said the Democrats and the media are about to suffer a huge loss in 2022. I totally agree.
Yeah, Gutfeld is exactly right about this. I think the way the elections are going to go, state by state, district by district, so forth. But also, though, those in the media, and I think we're already starting to see it, Captain, in ratings. We're seeing people here's an old-fashioned term, turn the knob and not watch anymore. But they are going over to places, and they're finding things like this show right here. And they're doing that because they want to know what's really going on, and they want to be talked to as intelligent people and not somehow as people that they're just supposed to be stirred up into a rage, stirred up into being angry, all this stuff. And that's what some of these other networks, that's what they feed on.
And Tucker Carlson said, and I quote, "The lying media had no effect on the Rittenhouse verdict and propaganda was defeated." And then he mentioned by name Joy Reid.
Joy Reid, who has to have everything. I've heard her talking about this. It's something, it's a white racism or something like that. It's just another opportunity for her to say things like that, which are completely out of context and have nothing
crazy.
To do with
it. Crazy. That's insanely crazy.
Well, it's unfortunately, I start to think sometimes it's very sad because if you listen to her as she talks, she just seems like she's lost. Like she's not really evaluating the actual stuff that's going on in the world, and she's only just having to bend it into the racism thing. And you know, it's just really sad because. Mm-hmm. What we see happening, and we saw the cities burning down and so forth, that's a whole different problem here.
And then we had Colin Kaepernick, who chose to dive into the situation. You ready?
Yep.
"The Rittenhouse verdict shows the need to abolish the current system."
See, there you go. I mean, that's no holds barred there. It's just, okay, we'll just abolish the current system. And then do what? I mean, I'm almost afraid to ask, you know, then do what? But what they want to do is they just want to get power. And they're willing to do anything. That's what wokeism is about. That's what this thing is about. That's what this all, from their point of view, destroy the system. And by the way, once they really get power, I mean, just for sake of argument, they're not going to care what color you are. They're just going to go tell you to toil in the lithium mines to build their batteries, or who knows what they're going to do. But it's not going to be a utopia.
Yeah, Kyle, I want you to check something out here. Yeah. Kid Rock has got a new song out called "Don't Tell Me How to Live." I want you to see if you can look that up and see what it sounds like, because I can't do it. I got too many windows open here. But there's a story about Kid Rock taking dead aim at the woke critics with his latest song, "Don't Tell Me How to Live."
Okay, yeah, we'll definitely check it out. Absolutely.
Yeah, and by the way, folks, there was a bowl that came out yesterday. You need to be extremely careful of all the travel scams during the holidays with go here for $99, go there for $59, this, that, and the other, fly in this airline, fly in that airline. There's people that are taking your money, and you're getting nothing for it. And again, they're taking advantage of people at a time when they're looking for deals because they don't have the money because of what's going on with the gasoline and whatnot.
Right. Well, exactly. And it's a very unfortunate. We see a lot more of this kind of stuff, and the Internet and makes it a lot easier for people to do that.
Yeah, and if you think we got it bad here, how about Rotterdam? Rotterdam erupted in riots over COVID measures. Many police officers were injured in the course of the riot.
Yeah, very, very sad, obviously. But that's because people all over the world, you know, they're starting to be done with all these kinds of things. They still want to be safe, and they want to do all the right things, and they want to protect themselves. But they're getting tired of the governments. You know, in fact, here in California, Captain, the governor here just extended his emergency powers for another 4 months.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, so he can continue to simply rule by decree and use COVID as the backdrop for that.
And, of course, Michigan, they did the same thing, and their COVID numbers are through the roof.
Well, that's right. Well, I was telling some folks I was having lunch with the other day. I said, well, yes, here in California, we've got these restrictions. I said, but Florida seems to be doing pretty good, you know. And they were like, really? I said, oh, absolutely. You got to check it out.
Come on down.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, it's a real study in the approaches to this. Here you've got Gavin Newsom, who keeps scaring everybody that we're falling off a COVID cliff and to expect a lot more cases or some such thing. Meanwhile, in Governor DeSantis' Florida, it's business as usual. People seem to be happy.
And here's Fred in Fort Lauderdale chiming in. He's saying, Captain and Kyle, thrilled about the verdict result announced by the forewoman of the Rittenhouse case. MVP for the prosecution goes to the MSM, who tried to taint the defendant.
Well, sure. This was a full court press because also, Captain, and Assembly haven't even mentioned yet, a lot of the heart of the matter of this, too, with the Rittenhouse trial is the Second Amendment. Is to try to come up with a thing of why does this guy even have access to a gun? They shouldn't have had guns and so forth. But guess who else had guns?
The bad guys.
The bad guys.
And they brought those guns across state lines, and they were trying to say Rittenhouse did, so they were trying to make him the example so that they could, oh, gosh, I don't know, pass legislation about transporting weapons across state lines.
Exactly. And the bad guys in this case were touted as some kind of heroes. They were touted as victims and so forth.
They're not heroes and they're not victims. They are bad guys.
Well, exactly right. And I also, just to say briefly, didn't Jen Psaki react to this and say, generally speaking, we don't want armed vigilantes patrolling our communities?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got news for Jen Psaki. He wasn't just out for a stroll patrolling the community.
Nope.
He was responding to a full-blown riot
that
the law enforcement couldn't do anything.
And I did some checking on his medical credentials. He did have something through the scouts and the police post in the town that he lived in where he had gotten certified with a certified first responder certification, which is just below that of an EMT. And they kept misreferring to that, calling him an EMT and whatnot. That's not what he was. The specific term was certified first responder. He did have advanced life training for first aid, basic first aid, and CPR and whatnot, and that was his certification, and that's why they called him to be there.
Well, right, and he has a real interest in this. I believe his attorney in the post-interviews said Rittenhouse wanted to be a nurse.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So he has a proclivity to want to be in medicine and help people.
All right. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about the trucking industry because I got something interesting to tell you about the trucking industry before we get into the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. So don't go anywhere. We will be right back. And caller, hold the line. I want to talk to you. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America, ThirdWatch.com.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is calling on people to express their views peacefully after the jury in Kenosha, Wisconsin found Kyle Rittenhouse not guilty on all charges after the shooting last year that killed two men and wounded a third. Rittenhouse family spokesman David Hancock.
There are no winners. This is a serious case, and this was a serious moment for this country. So I hope people recognize that, and we call for calm.
The prosecutor issued a statement reading in part that the Kenosha community has endured much over the past 15 months, and he asked members of the community to express their opinions and feelings about the verdict in a civil and peaceful manner. A CDC advisory panel has recommended emergency use authorization for Moderna and Pfizer-BioNTech booster shots for all individuals ages 18 and over. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. Remember, Relief Factor is a product that I take every day in the morning when I get up, and in the evening before I start my show, because of my problems with my back and my shoulder and my wrist and even my left leg, foot, and ankle. But simply put, folks, it works for me. It works for me. I've been taking it over 6 years. It is 100% drug-free. I got rid of Mobic and Flexeril to take this. And by the way, in the interim, I was taking a handful of Aleve. That's not good for you. Don't ever try that. And the natural ingredients in this product, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 help to support the body's natural response to inflammation by lowering or eliminating the pain and going right straight to the source of the pain that you're having. And it will stop the pain in multiple areas. For example, sometimes my shoulder hurts, my back hurts, and my leg hurts, and it'll stop all of it. It'll stop all of it. Now, the key to it is it's 100% botanical and fish oil product, made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have anyway. So go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain one more time, relieffactor.com/captain, and it's only $19.95 to get you started on a three-week quick start, $19.95 at relieffactor.com/captain. You'll be glad you did. And it'll get you out of pain, because after all you have to lose is pain, right, Kyle?
That's exactly right.
Yep, and it works. Now, Public perception of the job market has shifted towards pessimism. Would you agree with that statement?
Absolutely, yeah.
Because more Americans are being more selective in their job searches, as more Americans now expect the employment picture to get worse rather than better. So the ones that are leaving the workforce are leaving the workforce to find a better job that pays more money and has more benefits.
That's true, and we're also seeing, I think, a lot of issues and trouble, especially in the restaurant business. For example, you're finding that some people are, if you walk into some restaurants now, it takes a long time to get a table because they don't have the staff there, although there might be lots of empty tables around, this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, it's, but I think people, more and more, we hear all these stories about, you know, they've quit their job mm-hmm. and they're going to go do something else, but sometimes you got to have something else lined up.
Wait till you hear this. I was at a fast food restaurant, a national chain, and my friend's a manager there. And I pulled up to the drive-in window, and I noticed they've always got new people they're training in there and whatnot, so they're trying to keep their staff up. But I said, what's the going rate for somebody to start these days? They said, $15 an hour. We need a fry cook. And if you know one, we're willing to pay them $20 an hour. Wow.
Wow. No,
wow.
Yes, exactly. Now, the ironic part of this is that with the wages going up, of course, inflation keeps going up.
Mm-hmm.
And so now let's just say, okay, you got $15 an hour for minimum wage, let's say. That's all been evaporated because of the constant high prices that are continuing to go up. Gas, fuel, whatever it is, groceries.
Mm-hmm.
Go out there and do a test.
Can you
buy the same amount of groceries for the same amount of money?
Wait till you hear this. Yesterday, oil, Brent crude, and West Texas crude took a big dive. West Texas crude dropped down to $76.10 a barrel. It hasn't been that in over a month. It dropped $2.91. Brent crude dropped down to $78.89, dropped $2.35 a barrel. Futures now are down to $87 a barrel. And gasoline wholesale has dropped 10 cents, 10 cents since Monday. And I watched the prices go up 20 cents a gallon on Monday.
Yeah, so now doesn't make any sense at that point.
No, now we're into gouging.
Right, exactly. And, of course, now if you want to go out and go out to eat with your family or something like that, is that now going to become a luxury item?
I think so.
Yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. I mean, it's a lot. I mean, if you're going to have to go out for dinner for three mm-hmm. and it's approaching $70, that's people aren't going
to
do that.
Okay. I want to tell you about this Massachusetts Institute of Technology expert and a clinician, if you will, an instructor that came out with his take on the American trucking industry. You ready?
Yep.
Chronic underutilization of America's trucking capacity means that 40% is left on the table every day with nothing to do.
Very interesting. Very interesting.
Now, I think I know what he's talking about, but they're not just sitting there with nothing to do. They're sitting there waiting on an order to be made that's running late. They're sitting there waiting on a ship to come in that's running late. They're sitting there waiting on an appointment time to get into a warehouse because the warehouses only work at a certain speed, and they don't speed up for anybody, and that's what's going on. So he didn't quite explain the rest of the process.
Well, I do know this, too, especially like in Long Beach, the Port of Long Beach and so forth.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, they can't just have – trucks just don't come in and pick up containers.
Nope.
Because sometimes they've come for a specific container, and that container might be under a stack of 10 other containers.
Yep.
And it takes a long time to move these things around and find the one that
– you got to move the 10 containers to get to the one at the bottom. That's the way it works.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so – so unfortunately, there's a lot of these things happening, and because of these backups and so forth, we're seeing with these huge delays. But it really is something that's affecting everybody at this point.
Now, I teased this a little while ago. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas must go. Once again, a display of arrogance and ignorance was displayed in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee with the answers that he gave to simple questions that anybody else would have answered, but he beat around the bush and never gave him an answer.
Well, right. Well, that's they're in damage control mode for all this stuff. They can't actually talk about the things that we see with our own eyes. Otherwise, it's going to really. It's on display, but they keep sort of stonewalling about these things.
And by the way, crime and no punishment is a poison right now that's spreading from the Bay Area of California, San Francisco, to other states, mostly blue.
Well, of course, none of this makes any sense. It's so counterintuitive. And this is why people feel emboldened to break into stores and take everything or to say the most abominable things and go on and on. It's really something. It used to be, Captain, that most people might be afraid of getting arrested for looting. They might be afraid of getting arrested for setting things on fire. But the more that we move away from that, the more emboldened they'll get.
Now, the Biden administration has nominated this woman, this Russian, who's now an American, Saul Omarova. I think I said that right.
Right.
And Senators Kennedy and Scott absolutely tore her statements apart, not only for being scary, but for not being true, because she said, "Senator, I am no communist." Yet she's written things that subscribes to the Communist Manifesto as recent as a year ago.
Well, was it Dan Rather who said, if it looks like a duck and it walks like a duck, it's a duck, that kind of thing? Well, again, we can know what people say and what they proclaim and what they write, and we can compare it to the kinds of things that we know that it's representing. And so, of course, she's going to say she's no communist. But, if her other writings belie all that, then Senator Kennedy and Scott, they're right to say it's scary.
And the FDA, the Federal Drug Administration, has authorized Moderna and the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine boosters for all adults now. So if you want to get that, it's there to be gotten.
That's right, and I think there is something about it being 6 months, so you have to check, with the...
6 months from when you got the last. Yeah.
Right, yeah, so definitely, I think a lot of people are going to go do that, especially if we see that the protection begins to wane over time.
Right, which it will.
Yeah, of course,
yeah. All right, hold that thought, folks. You're coming back with the second Highway and Byway Report, Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And as I told you about the oil, oil has dropped significantly. Prices have dropped 10 cents a gallon. You haven't seen it reflected to pumps yet, but maybe this weekend, maybe, you'll see it happen. All right, we're going to break. Coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Have
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Never.
Everyone's watching to see what you will do. Everyone's looking at you. Oh, everyone's wondering.
All righty, that's Lover Boy working for the weekend. How about it, Kyle?
Yeah, I like that one. Also goes back to 1981. And, yeah, Lover Boy, they had a really good sound.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yep.
Absolutely.
Yep, yep, yep. They sound just as good. This, what is this, 20-some-odd years later?
Yeah, almost 40.
Oh, yeah. 40, yeah. I can't add tonight. All right, well, you take it away with the weather out west.
Okay, folks, out west tonight, of course, we're tracking dense fog advisory. This in central California, if you're coming up Highway 99. Now, this is going to go from Bakersfield on up through Fresno towards Merced. Also, a little bit on the Interstate 5. This is also going to be north of the Bakersfield area there as you come into the Central Valley of California. So be careful, especially with the fog. Obviously, another dense fog advisory, this along I-90 west of Spokane, Washington, over towards Moses Lake. So be advised of that. Winter weather advisory in the Missoula, Montana area, stretching almost over to Helena. Also in, looks like just south of West Yellowstone in Wyoming, another winter weather advisory. Red flag warning going to be happening in Southern California, looks like on Sunday, perhaps with some gusty Santa Ana style winds. So if you have a high profile vehicle, be sure to be aware of that. And our friends in Seattle tonight, looks like they've got rain showers, Captain, but that should be clearing out. They should have a little bit of sun over the weekend, with showers returning back on Monday.
Well, here we go. The Upper Peninsula of Michigan, you've got some snow showers starting in off the lakes up there. You've got some rough seas and some gale warnings up on the lake. It is snowing in Canada, by the way, if you're going up that way. And over on the lee side of Michigan, you've got a little bit of snow picking up right now, probably around Traverse City by the looks there. It's also going to try to snow along Lake Erie and Lake Ontario today as the winds settle in and do their thing again off the lakes. So be advised of that. We kind of had a day without it, and it looks like it's coming back again. We also have got some unsettled weather conditions up and down the East Coast. Got a little bit of wind off Jersey, off Cape Cod. We've also got some fog mixed in there. Cold temperatures coming across the warmer water are going to bring fog into the eastern areas there, not very far from the coastline. And then down towards Cape Hatteras, you've got some unsettled weather there. Again, it has to do with the temperatures that are going on. Now, it's really cold, and I mean cold, in right now in Alabama. The entire central part of Alabama across I-20 is under a hard freeze warning, as well as I-85 coming up towards Atlanta, Georgia. Now, when you get into Georgia, that hard freeze warning becomes a frost warning. However, that could change because the temperatures are dropping and it's going to get a little bit colder as the evening goes along. Now, that corridor, I-20, I-85, across Georgia, you're going to be in a frost warning all the way across, including through Atlanta. It's also going to take you over into Columbia, South Carolina. And if you're coming up I-95, you'll pick it up around Lake Santee, and you'll be in it there for about 40 or 50 miles, really cold temperatures. Now, there is a windy condition along the east coast of the United States, starting up around Savannah, Georgia, coming all the way down to Miami, down to the Keys, comes around the Keys, goes back up around all the way to not quite Pensacola, Florida. It looks like about Navarre, Florida right now, but that's where the winds are. So, Kyle, Pilot and Flying J brings us the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Check them out. Pilot and Flying J, get involved in the Truckers Club. And Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you again Monday morning.
Looking forward to it.
All right. Thanks very much, Kyle. Okay, Kyle Warren, host of the Kyle Warren Show. And we bring him on the program. You hear him all the time here. Okay, let's see. All right. Wally, thanks for the link. I'll have to check it out here. Now, we're going to go right to the telephone line, and we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com on the line. That's FoundersCode.com. Well, the big news, obviously, is the Kyle Rittenhouse trial and the fact that the Democrats are trying to ignore the fact that we had an innocent verdict.
I think the bigger news really is the fact that media infected this entire process and got it wrong and still continue to get it wrong. I also believe that, that if we took the last 5 years, just 5 years, and did a expose on how much the media got wrong, we gave them 1 minute per topic that the media got wrong, probably could do a 8-hour feature on how much the media got wrong. So, and still continue to get wrong. That's the wildest thing about it. It's, I listened to so many of them yesterday. I kept switching back and forth and, on TV just to see what they were saying. And it really affects the court of public opinion. And hence you end up with protests that we saw yesterday and certainly last night, Portland, Oregon, New York, Chicago, about, you know, how they want to burn the system down again.
Yes.
Because they feel like it doesn't work. And that's simply because media got it wrong and they won't make the corrections. They don't care about making the corrections. So we have a very contentious, violent condition here in the United States still.
And, of course, they did declare the episode going on in the streets in Portland as a riot because they started to break windows and started to
start fires.
Yeah, yeah, and they declared that a riot, and out came the big boys, and I'm not sure where that's at right now. I haven't seen anything since they declared it about 3 hours ago. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Fred is chiming in saying, same here, south coast of Florida. Fuel prices are way up, even though they've dropped 10 cents a gallon since Monday, and oil has dropped $3 a barrel since Monday. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.